Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Historically, low spot volumes and investor indecision weighs in on the Bitcoin price. As pointed out here, spot volumes and open interest collapse. And according to Delphi Digital, declines in trading activity are one of the biggest factors affecting the market. I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis. Also in today's show, report claims that the president of El Salvador, Nayib Bukele's regime, may issue a Salvadoran stablecoin. That's right. According to regional reports, El Salvador's current leadership is in the midst of developing a stablecoin back by the U.S. dollar. Meanwhile, others believe that the stablecoin idea was scrapped now that Nayib's government has chosen to leverage Bitcoin. I'll be breaking all this down for you. Also in today's show, this is why Ethereum could flip Bitcoin, according to Coin Bureau. That's right. In a new video, the Synonymous analyst tells his 1.17 million subscribers that the decentralized finance space has the potential to attract a stampede of investors looking for yields that are superior to traditional financial instruments. I'll be breaking this down for you. Also in today's show, crypto whales increased Bitcoin holdings, adding $3.2 billion in Bitcoin to portfolios since May, according to new data from Sentiment Analytics. As they point out here, Bitcoin may have dropped to 31,000 Thursday, but the Bitcoin millionaire tier of addresses holding between 100 and 10,000 BTC keeps climbing. The cumulative amount of holdings for these whales have increased by 100,000 BTC since May 21st. Also in today's show, Bitcoin to $1 million might sound crazy, but is it? Is the million dollar question. In today's show, I'll be making the case on why a Bitcoin could be worth $1 million or more in the near future. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ethereum, and all the major altcoins are currently breaking out and in the green. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, cryptopreneurs? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net.
And real quick, before I kick off today's show, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is blockfi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit blockfi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. Once again, that's blockfi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we?
All right. Welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. How's it going, crypto fam? Hope you're enjoying your weekend. I'm your host, JV. We have a lot to cover as usual, so let's dive right in. If one word could be used to describe how the majority of participants in the crypto ecosystem feel about the near-term outlook for Bitcoin, it would be undecided, as mixed signals from all manner of indicators have many traders awaiting for a significant move in either direction before planning their next entry point. Do you feel the Bitcoin price is more likely to break out to the upside or the downside? Let me know in the comments below. A new report from Delphi Digital took a macro look at Bitcoin's current price action and found that there are a variety of factors, including low exchange volumes and the strengthening US dollar, which have weighed heavily on the top crypto. As you can see right here in the Bitcoin one-day chart, Bitcoin's recent dip to 31,000 support has been holding strong over the weekend, but the aura of fear that currently envelops the crypto market and analysts are now warning that a failure to close above 31,000 here this weekend could see Bitcoin drop to the $29,000 and $24,000 zone. Here are the three areas of focus that Delphi Digital highlights as being the most impactful on the short-term price action for the king of all crypto. According to Delphi Digital, declines in trading activity are one of the biggest factors affecting the market. This is because after the the May 19th sell-off, there was an exodus of spot and derivatives traders from exchanges. As you can see right here, spot exchange volume falls to year-to-date low as indecision causes trading volume to plummet over 60%. And as seen in this chart, after seeing a substantial increase during the first half of 2021, exchange volume has fallen by more than 60% as prices collapsed and traders swore off using leverage. The precipitous drop in Bitcoin price also helped tamper down retail traders' use of high leverage in derivative markets. And proof of this comes from Bitcoin futures open interest, dropping back to levels seen since early 2021. As Delphi Digital points out, this purge has caused significant damage to the bullish market structure, with futures basis near 0% and depressed funding rates for perpetual contracts. But on a positive note, the mega liquidation event seen back in May helped clear out overleveraged traders, meaning stronger-handed participants are the ones primarily contributing to the current open interest levels. Now for the next major factor affecting the Bitcoin price right now, and that's the dollar strength, which has seen an uptrend since bottoming at 89.53 on May 25th. And as you can see right here in this chart, a large inverse head and shoulders pattern has formed on the dollar index, with the neckline now being tested for the third time. Should the dollar make another leg higher, the current economic recovery could be threatened as financial conditions would tighten, and this would weigh heavily on many of the most popular trades of 2021. Delphi Digital shared the following: commodities, gold, emerging market equities, Bitcoin are all vulnerable to a strengthening greenback, though the speed of its move also remains a critical factor. Now, another major factor impacting the Bitcoin price is Bitcoin falling to long-term support. That's right, a 51% drop in the Bitcoin price has many analysts afraid that another multi-year bear market could be starting. It's important to account for some of the larger macro trends that led to the current conditions. You're looking at the Bitcoin month-over-month returns. This chart shows that Bitcoin has 6 consecutive months of price gains before a downturn, and the asset was due for a pullback from a historical perspective. Even with Bitcoin down 51% from its all-time highs of around 65,000 on a year-over-year basis, the Bitcoin price is still 250% higher than its $9,100 valuation on July 16th, 2020. So there you have it. Sometimes we just need to zoom out to realize where we're truly at in this market. And the long-term uptrend for Bitcoin remains intact, with its price currently testing the 12-month moving average, an important level of support that will determine where the price heads from here. So today's weekly close is very important. Where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to close by the end of today? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now let's break down our next story of the day. A new report claims that Nayib Bukele's regime may issue a Salvadoran stablecoin. Some say it's being developed, while others claim the Salvadoran stablecoin idea was scrapped. Let's break it down. There's a lot of debate going on concerning a report published by the regional news outlet El Faro. The investigation claims that Salvadoran President Nayib Bukele and his regime plans to issue a stablecoin. The El Faro report references videos that show the president's brothers discussing the stablecoin dub Colon Dollar. The report from El Faro does note a spokesperson from Bukele's regime saying that stablecoin plans were scrapped, but sources familiar with the matter told El Faro they disagree. This is because it has been said that meetings about the Colon Dollar are still continuing and happening after Nayib Bukele passed a new Bitcoin tender law, quoting them right here. El Faro has a copy of several videos that add up to more than 2 hours of virtual meetings in which different negotiations appear with delegates from at least 5 technology companies and where the Bukele brothers are protagonists. The reporters wrote and shared the following: El Faro has obtained documents in which the action plan proposed by foreign companies to leverage the implementation of a new financial system and the new currency is registered, the report adds. And check out El Faro's tweet right here: the Bukele administration has been planning to launch a national stablecoin cryptocurrency, which is being called Colon Dollar, by the end of this year. And in a discussion, one of the members from Bitcoin Beach went on to share on Twitter, "From my understanding, they were considering going this route, which would have been very concerning, but chose to embrace Bitcoin instead. And from what I am hearing, this is no longer a consideration. They gave up control to instead embrace an open protocol," the account added. However, another individual disagreed with the Bitcoin Beach account and believes otherwise. The person said that several of his Salvadoran correspondents corroborated the El Faro article. So let me know if you feel they're likely to drop a stablecoin, or if you feel that idea got scrapped once they adopted Bitcoin as legal tender. And how do you feel this is likely to affect the economy in El Salvador? Now, El Faro's sources note that the stablecoin called the Colon Dollar may be introduced by the end of this year. Now, here's something very interesting. Financial reporter Frances Coppola believes she predicted the creation of the Salvadoran stablecoin in a tweet she wrote on June 9th, 2021, checking it out here, issues his own stablecoin, LOL. And she continues, I reckon that's what he will do. It won't be back with the actual US dollar. It'll be back with the US dollar equivalent stablecoin. And before I break down our next story of the day, this is why Ethereum could flip Bitcoin in terms of market cap, according to Coin Bureau, as well as crypto whales increased their Bitcoin holdings, adding $3.2 billion in Bitcoin to their portfolios since May, according to new data from Santiment, as well as Bitcoin to $1 million. It might sound crazy, but is it? But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. We can finally see everything back in the green with Bitcoin pumping up about 1% for the day, trading above $31,700. We have Ethereum up about 5%, trading just under $2,000. Chainlink up 4%, trading just under $16. Binance Coin up 2%, trading at $306. Polkadot up about 7%, trading just under $13. And Cardano up about 3% for the day, trading at $1.19. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. The popular crypto trader and host of Coin Bureau is outlining why he thinks Ethereum has a chance to reach a larger market cap than Bitcoin. In a new video, the synonymous analyst known as Guy tells his 1.17 million subscribers that DeFi has the potential to attract a stampede of investors looking for yields that are superior to traditional financial instruments. And given that DeFi is largely dependent upon Ethereum, the analyst says the possible surge in adoption of DeFi protocols could fuel Ethereum towards becoming the biggest crypto on the market. He says the potential trigger could be Ethereum and other smart contract platforms going through their expected upgrades to become cheaper and more efficient, quoting them here. Once these upgrades go through, the demand for these smart contract cryptos is going to go through the roof for one reason. DeFi. The yields you can find on even the most vanilla DeFi protocols are much higher than anything that centralized finance institutions can currently offer you. Investors big and small are feeling the squeeze from low interest rates and high inflation, which basically made any yield below 5 to 7% a break-even number. This is why institutional investors have been piling into decentralized finance. Whereas Bitcoin is still recovering from its hash rate collapse, Ethereum has been comparably unaffected, and its DeFi financial ecosystem has likewise remain stable. I'm sure that institutions also like that they can have a say in Ethereum 2.0 by staking ETH, which is something that is now available at the Bank of Switzerland. The closely followed crypto influencer says that Ethereum has a good shot at overtaking Bitcoin and also names one catalyst which could seal the deal altogether, as he shares here. Because of these and other factors such as general user adoption, I think it's very possible that we'll see Ethereum flip Bitcoin by market cap. And when the next bull run comes around, this is essentially guaranteed if Ethereum sees an exchange traded fund, which is an ETF, before Bitcoin. And it looks like this might just happen. Now, multiple exchange traded funds have been filed with the SEC, but none have been publicly approved. Now, perhaps this is just wishful thinking, but as far as I'm concerned, it's not a question of if, but when. That's right, I agree 100%, an ETF will be an absolute game changer. Do you feel a Bitcoin or Ethereum ETF is more likely to be approved first in the United States? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now, before I break down our next story of the day, crypto whales increased Bitcoin holdings, adding $3.2 billion in Bitcoin to their portfolio since May, according to new data from Santiment, as well as we discussed Bitcoin to $1 million. Might sound crazy, but is it? But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting at about $1.3 trillion. With $53 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, current Bitcoin dominance at 45.7%, with the Ether dominance at 17.6%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, Telcoin up 12%, trading at 1.3 cents. Dogecoin up 10.5%, trading just under 19 cents. Nexo up about 8%, trading at $1.50. And XDC up 7%, trading at 8.2 cents. Now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 19 in extreme fear, and last month was a 25 in extreme fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity, like we're witnessing right now. BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Crypto analytics firm Santiment says deep-pocketed investors are accumulating Bitcoin amid the sustained downturn in the markets. Santiment says that a certain cohort of Bitcoin investors has been growing in population since the crypto market crash back in May. Quoting them here, Bitcoin may have dropped to 31,000 on Thursday, but the Bitcoin millionaire tier of addresses holding between 100 and 10,000 BTC keeps climbing. The cumulative amount of holdings for these whales have increased by 100,000 BTC since May 21st. Numbers don't lie. You can see the Bitcoin whale holdings increasing as Bitcoin price continues to consolidate. And at this time, 100,000 BTC is worth $3.21 billion. Now, the Crypto Insights firm also reveals that crypto traders and investors on Twitter continue to remain bearish on the leading crypto asset. But according to Santiment, the negative sentiment could be a signal that Bitcoin is poised for a bounce. That's right. Let's go BTC. As they share here, Twitter sentiment towards Bitcoin remains negative and the amount of volume and the tone that our algorithm is picking up. Now, generally, when there is negativity, there is a higher degree of price upswing to catch the crowd off guard. That's right. Do the opposite of what the majority is thinking tends to be the golden rule. Now, as for the second largest crypto by market cap, Santiment says Ethereum could bounce if it manages to stay above 1800, which it currently is at around $2,000 at the time of this recording. The firm adds that Ethereum's on-chain metrics are flashing positive signals, but it's still too early to tell if the price has bottomed out. Quoting them here, Ethereum's price action continues to linger around a bearish bias, with it hanging on to a very important support now. Bulls really need to step in soon for a bounce at the very least, else the bears shall continue their downward trend. So there you have it. And before I break down our final story of the day and we discuss Bitcoin to $1 million, might sound crazy, but is it really? But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 840 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. Also, check out my blog I update daily, which could be found at CryptoNewsJess.com. Also, be sure to smash that subscribe button and hit that bell icon to turn on all notifications to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this. You can also find me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, the home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. You can also follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok, so be sure to follow me there. All right, now let's break down our final story of the day. I come to the conclusion that Bitcoin is going to $1 million. I now believe this is a possibility, not because of the value of Bitcoin will go up, though I believe it will, but because the value of money is about to fall heavily and quite possibly into the depths of monetary hell. This is why Bitcoin could be worth $1 million or more. Right now, you're looking at a $100 trillion note from Zimbabwe due to hyperinflation. Could the U.S. dollar suffer a similar fate? Let me know your thoughts in the comments right down below. If there is not a startling recovery in the global economy this year, then government budgets will collapse and those governments will be forced to print cash and monetize bonds. You might say this is quantitative easing, but QE isn't the same thing at all because it doesn't print new money and hand it out. QE is a generous swap with a kindly pawn shop that is happy to take a view on the credit worthiness of a lot of dodgy assets. And right now, there are plenty of firebrands wanting to smash the capitalist system. What passes for one in these mixed economic times, it may be proven ironic that it has already been smashed. Who owns the aftermath is yet to be established, and we can hope the outcome will not be worthy of a record in the history books, but it's not looking that way. Either way, the outcome of sovereign budget collapses is not going to be resolved by deflation, and the only solution to such a situation, according to the Fed, will be to print and flush the system with money. So I can imagine a scenario where recovery comes quite quickly and governments print hard, but not so hard as to hit a sort of inflation made famous in Argentina, Turkey, or even in the history of Japan, Hungary, and Germany. A strong recovery means rebasing currencies by 100% over, say, 6 or 7 years, which could do the trick of crawling back to the new normal. You would see inflation around 7 to 9% per year, and the rest of the dilution would be magicked away with statistical tweaks to help the optics of it all. That would be a fine accomplishment by those holding the bag of the next few excremental years. It would be like a plane crash where there were only concussions and broken limbs, but this soft landing is by no means a certainty. Then, of course, we have the elites engineering order out of chaos and taking full advantage of this plandemic. So it's not hard to imagine a biblical outcome. So doling out millions of dollars in new money is the classic answer to such chronic straits. So Bitcoin to $1 million could happen in short order in such circumstances, and in real terms, that might only be a few multiples higher in purchasing power. And right now, there's only about 18 million Bitcoins in circulation, and over the next 120 years, all 21 million will be in circulation. And if any major economy or group of minor countries melted down into hyperinflation, that alone would drive crypto into orbit in dollars and send Bitcoin to the stratosphere. Now, my prediction is a $1 million Bitcoin price by 2025. In fact, I feel that's conservative. Bitcoin can hit $10 million per BTC, especially with hyperinflation like we're witnessing in third world countries around the world. I mean, you're looking at a $100 trillion reserve bank note from Zimbabwe, which tells us anything is possible. When do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to reach $1 million? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for a quick recap, what I cover with you here in today's show. Historically, low spot volumes and investor indecision weighs in on the Bitcoin price. Also in today's show, we discuss a new report claiming that Nayib Bukele's regime may issue a Salvadoran stablecoin. Also in today's show, we discuss why Ethereum could flip the Bitcoin market cap according to Coin Bureau. Also in today's show, we discuss crypto whales increasing their Bitcoin holdings, adding $3.2 billion in Bitcoin to their portfolios since May, according to this new data from Sentiment Analytics. Also in today's show, we discuss the likelihood of a $1 million Bitcoin price in the near future, which may come around a lot sooner than we anticipate due to hyperinflation. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Well, that's going to conclude today's show. And real quick, before I go, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. Once again, that's blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we?